Genesis chapter 25. Then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bore him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begot Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Shurim, and Letushim, and Leamimim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Ephah, and Hanok, and Abida, and Elda. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived eastward to the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth, there was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bore unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Hadar, and Tema, Jetta, Naphish, and Kadima. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered to his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as you go toward Assyria, and he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan-Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac prayed to Yahweh for his wife, because she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your womb, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. And the boys knew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob boiled pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray you, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day your birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Genesis chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to your seed all these countries, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, She is my sister. For he feared to say, She is my wife, lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out through a window and saw and beheld Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, Behold, certainly she is your wife. And how said you she is my sister? And Isaac said to him, Because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, What is this you have done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with your wife, and you should have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year 100 times, and Yahweh blessed him. And the man became great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, and possessions of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them, and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, Go from us, for you are much mightier than we. And Isaac departed therefrom, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water, which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants dug in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they dug another well, and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from there, and dug another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now Yahweh has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from there to Beersheba. And Yahweh appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham your father. Fear not, for I am with you, and will bless you, and multiply your seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there, and called upon the name of Yahweh, and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, one of his friends, and Phechol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Why come you to me, seeing you hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that Yahweh was with you, and we said, Let there be now an oath between us, even between us and you, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, as we have not touched you, and as we have done to you nothing but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of Yahweh. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. and they rose up early in the morning and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had dug, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba, therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind to Isaac and to Rebekah. Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his oldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here I am. And he said, Behold now, I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray you, your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savoury meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savoury meat that I may eat, and bless you before Yahweh before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command you. Go now to the flock, and fetch from me there 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make them savoury meat for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father, that he may eat, and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father perhaps will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, Upon me be your curse, my son, only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savoury meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly clothing of her oldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savoury meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who are you, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done according as you told me. Arise, I pray you, sit and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because Yahweh your God brought it to me. And Isaac said to Jacob, Come near, I pray you, that I may feel you, my son, whether you be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, Are you my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, that I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless you. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said to him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and kissed him. And he smelt the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. Therefore may God give you the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and new wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you, and blessed be he that blesses you. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savoury meat, and brought it unto his father, and said to his father, Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said to him, Who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before you came, and have blessed him, yes, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceedingly bitter cry, and said to his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Your brother came with deceit, and has taken away your blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and new wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass, when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. And Esau hated Jacob, because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Behold, your brother Esau, as touching you, does comfort himself, purposing to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise. Flee you to Laban, my brother to Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away. Until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets that which you have done to him, then I will send and fetch you from there. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Genesis chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take you a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. And God Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, that you may be a multitude of people, and give you the blessing of Abraham to you, and to your seed with you, that you may inherit the land wherein you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Paddan Aram, to Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take a wife from there, and that as he blessed him he gave him a charge, saying, You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and had gone to Paddan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau to Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh, God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon you lie, to you will I give it, and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, and will keep you in all places where you go, and will bring you again into this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you of. And Jacob woke out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Yahweh is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in that morning, and Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you. Genesis chapter 29. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked and saw a well in the field, and behold, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And there were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said to them, My brethren, from where are you? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said to them, Know you Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said to them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel his daughter comes with the sheep. And he said, Behold, it is yet high day. Neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water you the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot, until all the flocks are gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And while he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely you are my bone and flesh. And he stayed with him the space of a month. And Laban said to Jacob, Because you are my brother, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favoured. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had for her. And Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her." And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave to his daughter Leah Zilpah for his maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Did not I serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" And Laban said, "It must not be so done in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this also for the service which you shall serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah his handmaid to be her maid. And he went in also to Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, "Surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction, now therefore my husband will love me." And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Because Yahweh has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also." And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons, and therefore was his name called Levi." And she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, "Now will I praise Yahweh." Therefore she called his name Judah, and stopped bearing. Genesis chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, "Give me children, or else I die." And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in God's stead, who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" And she said, "Behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her." And she gave him Bilhah her handmaid to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. And Rachel said, "God has judged me, and has also heard my voice, and has given me a son." Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bore Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, "With great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed." And she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob a son. And Leah said, "Good fortune comes," and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed." And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Give me, I pray you, one of your son's mandrakes." And she said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken my husband, and would you take away my son's mandrakes also?" Rachel said, "Therefore he shall lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes." And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in unto me, for surely I have hired you with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob the 5th son. And Leah said, "God has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bore Jacob the 6th son. And Leah said, "God has endured with me a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him 6 sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel and God listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, Yahweh shall add to me another son. And it came to pass, when Rachel had birthed Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, Send me away, that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service which I have served you. And Laban said to him, I pray you, if I have found favour in your eyes, stay, for I have learned by experience that Yahweh has blessed me for your sake. And he said, Name me your wages, and I will give it. And he said to him, You know how I have served you, and how your cattle was with me. For it was little which you had before I came, and it is now increased to a multitude. And Yahweh has blessed you since my coming. And now when shall I provide for my own house also? And he said, What shall I give you? And Jacob said, You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flock. I will pass through all your flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and the speckled among the goats, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before your face. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, Behold, I would it might be according to your word. And he removed that day the he-goats that were striped and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white strips in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, striped, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the striped, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, and he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not to Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whenever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle and maidservants, and men servants, and camels, and donkeys.